Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Ayin Dalad, the beginning of the seventh parak. Today's Daf Shir is sponsored by Yoni and Shir of Matz for Refuah Shlema for Eitan Shmuel ben Chana Rachel. If you'd like to sponsor a Shir LeRefuah Shlema or LeIloi Nishmat or for whatever other reason, feel free to reach out to me, my full name at gmail.com. Okay, so we got a little bit behind, so we're going to do a bit of a marathon to get caught up here. Daf Ayin Dalet. Ketzad Solin at Pesach. Mevi'in Shapud Shel Rimon. V'tochavo L'toch Piv. Ad L'bein Nekevutav. Okay, so how exactly do you go about roasting the Korban Pesach? So you bring a piece of wood from a, bring a piece of wood from a pomegranate tree, and then you pierce an animal, from front to back, from head to bottom, with this piece of wood. Vinoten et kirav et b'nei me'av letocho. Stuff the legs and the innards inside of it. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglila. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglila's assessment. Rabbi Akiva omer kamin bishul hu zeh elatolin chutzelo. That will be tantamount to bishul, cooking in water, because you're cooking something inside of the animal where there's a lot of liquid. Rather, you have to keep the legs and the intestines outside of it, so it can be roasted directly by the fire. Ein tzolin et Pesach lo ala shapud velo ala askela. So you can't roast the Pesach on a metal pole, and you may not. Neither can you cook a Pesach on a grill. Amar Rabbi Tzadok maase b'Rabban Gamliel sha'amar latavi avdo tzeu tzalelanu et Pesach ala askela. And interestingly, we do know that there was this case where Rabban Gamliel was heard to instruct his Eved Tavi to cook the Korban Pesach on a grill. So we're going to deal with what exactly this story is coming in to teach us. V'neiti shalmatecha. Why can't we bring a metal pole? Aidi decham miktato cham kulo ve mitve machamat hashipud. Rachmana amar tzliyesh velo tzali machamat davar acher. Here is the problem with using a metal pole. The metal pole, when any of it gets hot, it all gets very, very hot, and then part of the cooking of the animal will be because it is attached to this pole. The pole is cooking to the animal, and not the fire itself. And the Torah said by the Korban Pesach, it needs to be cooked from the fire itself, in no other way, and not even by something heated from the fire. V'neiti shel dekel. Fine, it can't be metal, but bring it from a palm tree. Why davka a pomegranate tree? Ayi de itle shibe mapik maya v'have kimevushol. Okay, so a palm tree has a lot of slots in it, and that is going to release the liquid within the branches within the wood is going to get released through those slots. And then it's going to cook part of the korban with liquid. Veneti shelta eina. Okay, then fig wood, the wood of a fig tree that doesn't have these grooves. Aidi de michalchel mapik maya vahavilek mevushel. Right? So the wood of a fig tree is hollow. And because it's hollow, the sap of the tree is going to come out very easily when you heat it up. And then it's going to cook it with the sap. It's going to be like mevashel. Veneti shel alon shel charuv vishel shikma. Fine. Other examples. Oak tree, carob tree, sycamore tree. What about these? Aidi de idbe kitre mapik maya. Yeah, but these have notches throughout them, and so the liquid might seep out of those notches. Shelrimon nami idbe kitre. Well, wood of a pomegranate tree also has knots. Shie kitre. Yeah, but those knots are smooth, right? So whereas the other wood, you'd have to take off the knots, and that would leave holes, and that the liquid could come out of. These, the knots of the wood of the pomegranate tree are smoother, in which case they don't need to be removed. You're not going to have to worry about water seeping out of the wood. V'ibayit ema b'navga barshata delit be'kitra. Alternatively, we're just using a young pomegranate tree that has not developed the knots yet. Ha'ika be'paske, right? But still, you're going to have a hole where you severed the wood from the tree. No? Demapik lebe paske levar. Yeah, you leave that part outside, meaning you stick it down the mouth, right? And the part where it was detached from the tree is now sticking out of the mouth. In which case, it's not in the animal; it's not going to participate in the cooking of it. Matnitin de lo kirab Yehuda. So let's suggest that our Mishnah does not follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the Tanya. We learned in a brayta, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Keshem Shapuchel Etz Eno Nisraf Kach Shapuchel Matechat Eno Martiach. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda says that just like a pole made of wood is not going to, like a skewer made of wood, doesn't get burned when it's in the fire, because it doesn't come in contact enough with the fire. So too, a metal spit is not going to get hot enough to actually do something to cook the animal. Amrulo, they said to him, ze chamikzato cham kulo, veze chamikzato eno cham kulo. They said to him, no, they responded to Yehuda, it doesn't work that way. By wood, just because part of the wood gets hot, doesn't mean all of the wood becomes an equal temperature. But by metal, when part of the metal gets hot, it's much more conductive. It's a much stronger conductor of heat, and all of the metal becomes equally hot. This also has some very interesting implications for kashrus, right? If you stick part of a metal spoon into a hot dish, you know, a meat metal spoon into a hot dairy dish, so, you know, are you working with, are you only looking at the part of the fork that was stuck in, because that's the part that became hot, or are you looking at the entirety of the fork is now treif, or a couple other implications? Well, when it comes to metal, if part of it's hot, then it's all hot. When it comes to wood, it's lav davka that case. So there's some interesting implications here for kashrut. V'notein et kirav. Okay, so where do you put the legs? Tanya, we learned that a bright Rabbi Shmuel korehu tuch tuch. Rabbi Tarfon korehu gidi mekulas. So Rabbi Tarfon called it a tuch tuch, right? Which is probably the sound of the innards being cooked inside of it. And Rabbi Tarfon called it a goat with a helmet on it, right? Why a goat with a helmet on it? Because it had its innards were put on top of its head. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezehu gidi mekulas da'asru lechol b'lei lepesach b'zman hazeh. And we learned in a braita, what is the goat with the helmet on it that may not be eaten? Very funny imagery. But what is it, the goat with the helmet on it that may not be eaten b'zman hazeh? Now that we don't have the Korban Pesach, we cannot eat the Korban Pesach, something similar to a Korban Pesach on Seder night. So what meets that criteria of the kid with the helmet on it, the goat with the helmet on it? Kol shetzalo kulo ke'echad v'nechtach v'meno eivar, nishlak v'meno eivar, ein ze gidi mekulas. Okay, so anything that was roasted in its entirety is a problem. However, if a limb was cut off, or if one of the limbs were boiled, that is no longer considered the goat with the helmet on it. That is the Korban Pesach. We're not allowed to do bizman hazeh. Hashda yesh lomar nechdach menu evar de af al gavdika mitivei le bahade amart lo nishlak mibaya. Wait one second. Now that you've already taught me that I'm not even allowed to cut off one limb and cook it together in the same fire with the rest of the goat, that doesn't work. If one was cut off and then subsequently boiled, do I have a havamin that would work? Amar Rav Shesh Shalko b'Bechubar. No, because we're talking about where you didn't cut off the limb, rather you cooked that extra limb in boiling water while it's still attached. Amar Rava Hai Mulaita Sharia. So Rava said on a similar topic that if you cooked an animal that was stuffed with other meat, right, that is permitted. And there's a question of the blood that was in the other. It's a question of whether the blood of one would make the other one usser. Amar le Abaye v'ha kabala dama. But wait one second. Didn't the animal absorb the blood from the raw meat inside of it? Amar le kibol a kach polta. Right, sure, it absorbed it, but then it got rid of it in the same way. In the same way that it absorbs, it gets rid of. Name a Messiah lay, and maybe we can bring a support for this shita. Notenet kirav ve'et b'nei me'av l'tocho ma'itayma la'av bishum dabrin kibol kach polto. Our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says that you put the legs and the intestines of the animal inside the animal, right? Why is this okay? Why is it okay to do so? Isn't it going to be bolea? Isn't it going to absorb the blood from that which you're putting inside the animal? Well, sure, it may absorb it, but then it's just going to release it. Maybe that's some Tanaic support for that which we just taught. In the name of Rabbah, of Kibolo Kachpolto, so you can make this dish that's basically something stuffed with raw meat. Amrei shani hatam kevan de ika beit hashechita ademechalchel. No, this is clearly different because the way the animal is cooked, it's being roasted, hung upside down with its mouth open, or rather with the beit hashechita open, with the neck open. And all the blood is going to drip out. But that's not the case if you're just roasting food with meat inside of it. Meidev daive, right? So in our case, the blood is just going to flow out. Nema misayale, well, maybe we can bring a different support for Rabba Shita. Halev koro umotzi et damo, lo koro, lo krao, koro lachar bishulo umutar. Okay, when it comes to a heart, how exactly do you cook a heart? Well, first you tear it to remove all the blood, and then you cook it. However, if you didn't tear it, after you cooked it, you tear it after you cook it, and then it's mutter. My ta'ama, la mishun amrin kibolo kach polto. Well, how would that work, that you can just tear it after you cook it? Isn't it because, well, if it absorbed any blood, then she's going to go ahead and release any of the blood. Shani lev de shia. No, very big concept in Hilchot Melicha. A lathe, a heart is different. A heart is very smooth. It doesn't absorb like other things. Meat absorbs the blood that's on top of it, but a heart doesn't actually absorb the blood. It doesn't take it in. V'ha ravin sava tafle hahi bar gozla lerav. But wait one second. Meaning, even if we can't bring a proof, I have the following story. Ravin, the older Ravin, brought a dove for Rav, and it was roasted. And he said to him, "Ima ale tifle havli velecho." Right? He and Rav ate it. Right? So we're talking about a breaded bird, basically, that was not. That was not properly drained of the blood, and it was cooked in that manner, and yet Rav was ready to eat it, but didn't. Aren't we going to say that the breaded part of the dove absorbed all the blood that was coming out of the dove? Ahi besmida de mifarir. We're dealing with very, very fine flour, and that fine flour is not going to prevent the blood from leaving in the cooking process. V'ha Rava ikla levei resh galuta. But wait, Rava once went to the resh galuta's house. V'taflu le bar avza. Right? They breaded a goose. Amar I lo dechazite dezig kezuza chivara lo achli mine. And he said that if I hadn't seen that the breaded part of this goose is clear as glass, I wouldn't have eaten from it. Now, if you want to hold like Rava, that whatever it absorbs, it spits out. My iria ki zig afilu ki lo zig nami. Why is it that we specify here that you need to see that it's completely see-through and therefore it didn't absorb the blood? Even if you don't see that, you could make the assumption that just as it absorbed it, it spit it back out. Hatem bichivarta de sharir. Right here we're talking about white flour, which is very thick and much more likely to absorb than it is to release the blood afterward. Vehilcheta. And when it comes to the halacha, desmida, if the chicken is breaded from fine flour, bein asmik bein lo asmik shari. Whether you saw that it turned red or not from blood, it's mutter, because you assume that the blood could have escaped through the fine flour. Dechivarta, however, when it's made from white flour, izi kizuza chivara sharia, ilo athir. So if you see that it's still just as clear, then it's going to be mutter. But if it doesn't look clear, then you assume that it absorbed the blood and didn't spit it back out. Deshar kimachim, and when it comes to all other types of flour, asmik asir lo asmik. Then you go by whether it's red. If it's red, it's aser. If it's not red, it's mutter. Hi, mulaita. Okay, when it comes to a roasted animal that's filled with raw meat, manda aser afilu pumulatacha. The one who said that you may not eat such a thing says that even if you know it's roasted, you know. If it's roasted, hanging in the air where everything can be drained out, and And the one who says it's mutter, it says that even if the mouth is pointed upwards, so that not everything would flow out of the mouth. And what is the halacha? That it's mutter even if the mouth is pointing upward and not downward. Okay, the case of raw meat that has blood on it. The testicles of an animal. Umizrake, and the blood arteries of an animal. Pligiba Ravacha Varavina. All these are subject to a machloka between Ravacha Varavina. Bechol Torah Kula, Ravacha Lechum Ravina Lekula, Vilchataka Ravina Lekula, Bar Mahane Tzlata, the Ravacha Lekula, Ravina Lechum Ravina Lechataka Ravacha Lekula. Okay, so in general, when they have a machloka, Ravacha goes Lechum Ravina goes Lekula, and we pass them like Ravina Lekula. However, there are three times where Ravina goes Lechum Ravacha goes Lekula, and we pass them like Ravacha Lekula. Hai Umza de Asmik, right? When it comes to that it comes to raw meat and it turns red. Right? So if you cut the meat and you salted it, so you can cook it even in a pot, meaning roasting it, the blood is just gonna drain and be burnt up by the fire. However, if it's in a pot, it just stays there. Still mutter. Shakde bishapude shari. And if you roasted it, similarly it's going to be mutter even if you didn't cut it and salt it. Made up die, because all the blood is just gonna flow out. Achte agemure, and if you put it on roasting coals, pligiba ravacha veravina. That is when we come to the machloket ravacha and ravina. Chad aser chad shari. One says aser, one says mutter. Man de aser mitzmet samit. One says aser, the coals cause it to shrivel, and when it's shriveled, the meat is shriveled, it's going to hold onto its blood. Man de shari mishav shayv. And one says permitted, says that the heat is just, regardless of whether the meat is shriveled, it's going to pull all the blood out. And we assume that the heat pulls all the blood out. V'chein be'e. Similar to machloket when it comes to the testicles. Chachinu malachinu afiyu lekadera sharian talinu. Same exact machloket. You cut them and salt them, it's good. You hang them from a spit, it's good, because the blood is going to flow out. However, we have the machloket when it comes to putting them on coals. Right, the one that says it's aser says that they're going to become wrinkled, and then they're not going to release the blood. The one that says this mutter says that the heat is going to pull it out. Mimela, v'chein mizarke. Similarly, when it comes to the blood arteries of the neck, chate malche afilu kedera sharia tatla talia bishapuda b'tashchita tate sharia midav daev achte gemule pligi b'ravacha v'ravina. Right. So if you cut it and salt it, it's fine, even if in a pot. If you don't cut it and salt it, but you hang it up with the place of the slaughter at the bottom, it's going to be fine. All the blood's going to flow it out. However, if you just put them on coals, same machlok et chara sever chad shari manda aser mitzvat samit chade umanda de shari misham shayi vilchta misham shayi. Right? That the one who says usher says they're going to become wrinkled and they're not going to release the blood. The other says no, the heat is going to take all the blood out. And the halacha we follow is that the heat is going to take all the blood out. Hai umsa de asmik. When it comes to meat that is red because of the blood coming out of it, chale asir, right? It's liquid, even not the blood, it's the liquid of this meat is also going to be usher. Lo asmik, however, if it didn't become red, chale sharik, so the liquid of it is going to be mutter. Ravina amar afil lo asmik nami, chale asir, yeah. The late bay shuraike dama. So according to Ravina, he says even if it's not red, still the liquid that comes out of it is going to be usher, because there's just no way the liquid's coming out of the meat that wasn't properly salted and it doesn't have blood in it. Amarle mar barameimar loravashi abba megamale gemuye. But ameimar, you know, father ameimar, used to just eat this. He didn't worry about it. He just ate it straight like that. Igadamre ravashi gufe megamale gemuye. Some say it was ravashi himself who would just eat it, and the raya from him. Amarle mar barameimar loravashi. So mar barameimar said the Ravashi, Abba hai chala de chalik bei chadazimna tu lotani chalik bei. Similarly, or on a related note, when our father, If he used vinegar to kosher meat to get all the blood out, then once it had already been used once and it's no longer as charif, it's no longer as strong, he wouldn't use it again. Well, why is it different, the vinegar that you used once is no longer as strong than just weak vinegar, which you're allowed to use milchat chila? So the strong vinegar that's been used is now weak vinegar, you should be able to use it. Hatam ite lekiyuha de peire beine. The difference is one of them maintains its original strength and it has not been brought down. The other one has its strength exhausted from it through use. Okay, we're going to stop here.